There is one part of the Emmaus encounter that always has me intrigued, and that is after the revelation of their travelling companion as Jesus, the two disciples make it back to Jerusalem that same evening, and they were the ones who were afraid of the dark, asking the stranger who had walked with them to come in because night was falling. But once they had encountered who the stranger was, that he was Jesus, they had enough light and energy to make it all the way back to Jerusalem. There was a fundamental change allowing them to give of themselves, to return to Jerusalem, to give of their encounter with Jesus to the other disciples. Also, when Peter speaks to the man outside of the temple, the man crippled from birth, Peter says to him, "I do not have gold and silver, but what I have, I give. That which I have, I give." It seems that this giving is a fundamental part of the resurrection, of the gift of Jesus to us. And if we are not giving of ourselves, our time and our energy, we can't have encountered Jesus. We can't have encountered the resurrection. We can't have encountered the joy that makes us as generous as Jesus was. It is often promoted that Christmas is the season for giving, but really it is Easter. Easter is the season of giving of the richness of what we have received from Jesus, the giving of ourselves, the giving over, so as to reveal the glory of Easter to others, as to help others stand and walk along the path of integrity and of encounter with Jesus. And we can say with Peter, "I have nothing material to give you, but that which I have, I give you." And what do we have? The encounter with the risen Christ, his ongoing sacramental presence, his ongoing personal presence in our lives, allowing us to give, but also calling us to receive his love, receive his presence, receive his teaching, so that we may be empowered to continue saying, "What I have, I give you. What I have, I give you. Jesus is risen. Truly, he is risen. Amen."